This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to disaster, who is responsible for destroying what? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, how you doing?
Hola. Doing well,
Lisa. This is going back a ways. It was about 1982. My sister and I decided we'd skip school for the day, and my dad had bought a 70 Torino fastback, and it had this big 428 engine in it, and we thought it was really fun and cool, and he just got a brand new paint job on it, and we thought, oh, well, let's go back it out of the garage. And so as we're backing it out of the garage, my sister hits the beam of the garage door and then turns too soon, and there's two shed doors leaning up against the side of the garage, and they fall on top of the car, and instead of stopping, she continues to back up and drags the doors across the brand new paint job.
Oh, oof.
So we had to tell my mom first that what happened, and then she said that we had to tell my dad when he got home.
Were you hoping that your mom would tell your dad in your place?
Yes.
I was going to say, that's why you went through. I tried that move a few times, and my mom was like, nah, dude, this one is squarely on you. So what is your dad's reaction when you tell him this?
Oh, we were grounded.
How long did you wait to tell him after he got home?
Well, we had my mom put it back in the garage, and we waited until after dinner, and we cleaned the house, and all of our chores and homework were done. And now, mind you, we didn't have a license. We were only 13.
Oh, jeez.
So. Oh, wow. That's worse.
That is worse. But see, I've tried your move before where my mom's like, look, you're telling your dad what you did this time. Because mom somehow, even though she's pissed, it was a good buffer. But the thing is, I would try to do, like, I'll wait until after dinner. And my mother, to her credit, she'd wait until we're sitting down. And my dad's in a good mood. And then she's like, oh, your son has something to tell you. That's how she presented that. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. But mom insists. And
it
then
wasn't me.
Well, at least you have that. Right. At least you have that. But my father had the rule, man, and I hated it. If one of us got in trouble, if we were both present, if one of us got in trouble, then we both got in trouble. And I understood his methodology, and it worked out where it's like, look, you got to look out for each other. Don't do something stupid. But rarely did my brother do bad things. But even when he did, if I were present, like, we both went down in flames. And it sucked, man. And I remember getting really pissed off at him when he was in high school. Like, look, man, I got in trouble for crap. I don't even go to your school. Blah, 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 blah. And I remember my brother looked at me and said, man, you get in trouble like 5 times a day every day, which means I get in trouble 3 times a day every day. You got nothing. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But you're a good kid, so they get more angry when you do it. Like, they're more upset about it because they're, like, disappointed. My parents weren't disappointed. They were like,
yeah.
Again, so the trouble wasn't as bad. I was just in trouble more. But my brother, basically, I was like a jalapeno pepper, but you don't like a lot of heat. I ain't going to kill you, but you keep eating jalapeno. My brother was a straight-up ghost pepper. You do it once, but it was bad. The response was real bad.
But now, when it comes to disaster, who was responsible for destroying what? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, I've been a part of sports teams like that, where somebody messes up. And
everybody goes down in flames.
Correct.
Yeah, but you hold each other accountable. And that's
and it works.
It does. I mean, I did it with my kids, and I just borrowed it from my dad when they were little, and because they always wanted to tattle on each other and all that. And I was like, look, man, if you guys are going to tattle on each other, then you both get in trouble. And I had to say this for maybe a year. And I just remember one day I'm sitting in the living room, and, you know, kids whisper louder than they talk, but they just whisper like this, but it's still whispering. So I hear them both flying up the basement stairs, and you could just tell by the stomp on the stairs, they're trying to reach me first to be the first person to tell their side of the story, right? And then they stop before they're in eye shot, but I can hear them on top of the stairs. I'm sitting directly around the corner on the sofa, and I hear my daughter go, but if we tell them, then we both get in trouble. Then there's a pause, and I hear my son go, okay. And then they tiptoe back down the stairs. And my wife goes, don't you even want to see what they did? I said, no. Mm-hmm. I don't care. They've already resolved the problem. It will not come up. That's all I want from them. I don't want to hear about it. And if I don't notice and I don't know, ignorance is bliss. You're not in trouble. I'm not angry. I'll discover the broken glass or spilled Kool-Aid a year from now. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe they'll at least try to clean it up.
Right. That's the thing. Just do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.